Am I Cool? By Heiko Julian. If I were to tell you a story about a man, the discerning reader would put a stop to this right away and say no thanks, this seems like it's been done before and they would be right, this is true and it has. If I were to tell you a story about several men and women, perhaps this would make for a more engaging experience. Perhaps not. It really is nearly impossible to tell because there is no way of knowing precisely what is going on in your head. Perhaps if I told you a story about myself. CHAPTER 1. A small Asian girl swam faster than me at the pool today. She was doing dolphin kicks and everything. I got out of the pool to go to the bathroom and her brother took my lane and I wasn't even mad. I think this is a good sign. I think I am a good person. CHAPTER 2. I am the proud owner / inventor of the dankest spice rack possibly of all time. Hydroponic rosemary, sage, cumin, thyme, etc. They're actually too potent. Eating has become a dreadful chore. CHAPTER 3. Ladies, hi, yes, hello there. I am the guy who make your life complete. With love and yes, but also tender sentiments that have deep, profound meaning custom tailored to your fine butt. Before you came along, I was lost. Now you are here and I still feel bad about myself, but I feel pretty good about you most of the time. I like the way you look. I like the way you make me feel. I enjoy being in a relationship, haha. CHAPTER 4. Ladies. Hello, yes, hi. I am the guy whom sucks. I am the one who ruined your life. I am the boy who made you feel emotional bad. I am the man who wasn't ready to be a dad. These days I identify primarily as an ex-boyfriend. That part doesn't bother me as much as the fact that I forgot my promise to myself, that I made, to live every moment like it was my last because it might be. I spent 17 minutes reading YouTube comments on a video of a guy with bad opinions and shaking my head in disgust. Wow. I started an alias Gmail account and sent messages to all my old friends telling them what I really think is wrong with them. What is wrong with me? Geez, I am overwhelmed with feelings. This is the bad part of my life. CHAPTER 5. Many dads have been living well out of spite for longer than they can remember. I say soak up the rays when you get the chance, on vacation or any other time you can get away from the office, haha. Drive your red car on the beach. Drive your red car on the beach and into the water. As the car fills up with ocean, just keep going. Remember, you wanted it this way. Automatic windows don't work in a submerged vehicles. You will have longer than anticipated to do whatever you want. You could think about whatever you wanted. You could just sit still. CHAPTER 6. I want an army of lovers who defend me and help me with my problems. Comb my hair and keep my house clean and spread rumors about my enemies. I want people to do the things I tell them to do. Everyone does, that's what makes us so cool. I wouldn't even bother with most people if I didn't believe this. What would you do if a bear raised up on its hind legs at you? Would you calmly accept your fate or would you sing to the bear? Would you finally put your talent to the test in the ultimate setting? This is it. CHAPTER 7. Slap my body with pool noodles until I am bruised and puffy. Lock me in the sauna, stick a broom handle in the door handle. I become vapor. Hurl jumbo shrimp at my smoldering corpse. It doesn't matter cause I'm dead. You can just dump the whole bucket. CHAPTER 8. I am ready to receive and give love. I want to make a personal connection. I want to stick my hand in the computer and touch your bodies. I am ready to die. I am ready to lay down on the ground and fuse with sidewalk. I want the kids to walk on my melted husk on the way to school. I am ready to be your boyfriend. I am ready to provide emotional support. I am stealing your energy. I am making everything about me again. CHAPTER 9. Religious revival in the Costco cold cuts aisle. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. Want divine wisdom and joy and great deals. My friend's mom used to speak in tongues at church, but then she got self-conscious about it and stopped. I find this to be a minor tragedy. Someone told me that Stevie Wonder wrote most of his songs doing glossolalia and added the words later. I want to live my life this way, but most of the time it just doesn't seem like the right thing to do. CHAPTER 10. I need to fall in love for selfish reasons. Got a big hole I need to fill. Clumsy sexual metaphor. Delete. The Taco Bell I was in on Saturday night had two security guards. I bought a taco and ate a taco on Somyun's Beware of Dog porch. No dog. My life means a lot to me. Right now I am watching a tornado on the Sun Online and I think I might cry. CHAPTER 11. Quick heads up, the main character of the great American novel Unwritten will be named Dude Online. Quick semantic healing exercise, I think your butt is great and I think you're going to make a great mother or father or sport coach one day. Quick reminder that, I love you. I love you so much it makes me sad and I don't remember why I love you in the first place. This part isn't a semantic healing exercise. This part is the part where I forgot myself for a moment and I made a mistake. I don't think you can really love someone that you don't like and I don't really like you that much anymore, so I probably shouldn't have said anything.
CHAPTER 12, take me to the beach, rub a medley of whips into my scalp, get me ready for a long day of lounging.
CHAPTER 13. It freaks me out that my parents have known me since I was a child and don't have a problem with this. Do baby boomers feel mocked by the sensual and sexual overtones of mainstream classic rock, the score of their rapid decline, withering into oblivion? It used to be in cooler commercials, for hot cars and Bane beer. Now they are being used less coolly, like to punch up the notion of investing or saving your salary.
I don't need to wonder what it feels like to be old. I have always known. I have always been old. I have always been everything and I have always known that everything is happening at once, simultaneously, and I think I have never gotten enough credit for how gracefully I have handled this terrifying reality.
CHAPTER 14. Names white people will give to their children in the future or possibly in the present. Brandler. Credence. Bonard Consequence. Sit-down restaurant. Pleats von Buscular. Artisan Good Boy. Darkmark. Tyrion Lannister. The McRib is back. Barack Obama the girl. Volitional lotion.
CHAPTER 15. As a little kid I was reading a nature magazine about deer. And I remember feeling an aggressive impulse toward the baby deer. Even though I like deer, I wanted to squish it and I felt very guilty about it and tried to talk about it, but I don't think anyone knew what I was trying to say. There's cognitive dissonance everywhere.
Everything is kind of like that, I think. A weird confluence of aggression and compassion. Sex is basically that. So is love. So am I. CHAPTER 16. I was in the spirit world, thugging heavily, the status read. An amusing notion, but probably not true. CHAPTER 17. Considering becoming a life coach. Assessment will consist of gauging clients' levels of engagement and awareness by determining how likely they would be to try heroin if it was offered to them by offering them heroin. Please note that I will not be coaching any losers through heroin addiction. This is not my jurisdiction. CHAPTER 18, autobiographical chapter, painful and revealing. True story, my wife left me for a finely crafted grilled vegetable artisan sandwich. CHAPTER 18, alternate.
I want to ball hard, in different aspect ratios.
CHAPTER 19, you meet people and they are mirrors of yourself. You give them the love you want in return, and you feel happy in this moment. CHAPTER 20. I fell asleep on the street cause I was pooped and several dogs wandered over to me and took a nap too because they trusted me. I am probably going to have very beautiful daughters and average looking sons. CHAPTER 21. Is it ethical to dream to be a man of the people who is slightly better than the people? Here is one weird tip the government and the cops do not want you to know. You can control your feelings with your thoughts. CHAPTER 22. Spent a lot of time with my grandma today. She showed me pictures of her family from the 40s. They lived on a farm. I am thinking about death. As a child, the notion that sex is a rather primitive act occurred to me while watching an episode of Home Improvement. I still feel this way, I think, but am not sure if it's doing me any good. CHAPTER 23. A man wants to do sex, you cannot trust them for this reason. Even if he has a trill aura. I bet K people used to just go wild with sex on each other, but I'm not sure if this was the right thing to do or not. If you were capable of feeling all the love of all the people who had ever been in love before, you would probably cry. If you were capable of feeling all the pain and sadness of all the people who had ever fallen out of love before, you would probably cry. I think people are always crying for different reasons. I am crying for different reasons. CHAPTER 24. I went to a Blink-192 concert when I was 12. CHAPTER 25. The only reason I was born is because my dad asked my mom to borrow a guitar pick at the mall once long ago. My mom kissed Barack Obama in the 70s. My dad had a brief affair with Madeleine Albright in the early 80s. I wonder if they ever discuss this. There exists a VHS tape of me as a child with rat tail hairstyle somewhere. Fast forward to the year 2012 and I am lifting weights in my bedroom, repeating to myself, this is making you happy. I'm getting swole. Sometimes people want to hang out with me and all I want to do is sit in a bathtub, eat yogurt, and read philosophy cause I'm wise. Is it possible to sympathize with a fat person on vacation?
What if they dropped their ice cream cone and looked up at you in a glum fashion?
CHAPTER 26. Because I am a tolerant and compassionate and good person, I always try to see things from others' perspectives. For instance, my dad is dirt. The moral of this chapter, no gods, no masters, no dads. CHAPTER27. Posted an Instagram of my custom NPR tote to Pinterest and a cop mocked me in the comments section. RIP, dream of the progressive bourgeoisie, me.
CHAPTER28. I have spent time flexing my muscles in my life. I have spent emotional time with a girl. I have renounced reality before, but reality didn't care, so I accepted it again.
CHAPTER29. Everyone deserves to be naked and flying. CHAPTER30. Did you know? Local teams are at risk to take performance-enhancing drugs so they can do better at chatting online. Local parents need to be aware of these things. Talk to your children. What else is there to do as a person but talk to other people? If you don't like other people, then you are probably not a very good person, or at least not very good at being a person. To be a person is to love other people and to hate other people. It is to accept negativity while accentuating positivity and not ignore either, not easy. I don't think anyone is stupid or dumb. I think life is hard. I think anyone who is still alive is tough and strong and deserves your respect for this reason. If not for this reason, then the fact that you have very little actual idea what it really feels like to be them any given moment should be enough to at least be curious. And then you could ask them. And then you could make a friend. That's all there really is to do. THEEND